Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. An employee at the Agency of Human Services has filed a lawsuit against the state of Vermont. John Howe says his supervisors launched a campaign of retaliation after he criticized management practices at the department where he works. Yesterday, Howe's union colleagues marched alongside him as he walked to the Montpelier hearing room, where he was to be interrogated about the alleged workplace violations that led to his placement on paid administrative leave last month.
The only way to actually change the playing field to make it fair for management and labor is to be vocal about it and expose the process.
The allegations against Howe include allowing a non-state employee to authorize public expenditures and to use his state-issued cell phone. The Vermont State Supreme Court has overturned a second-degree murder conviction of a man who claimed he was acting in self-defense when he shot another man during a confrontation in Chester Park in 2008. The court's decision reversed the 2011 conviction of Kyle Belaski, now 30 and serving a sentence of 25 years to life, for the killing of 32-year-old Vincent Tamburello, and ordered a new trial. And finally, a New Hampshire couple has been honored by the Environmental Protection Agency for their work in protecting lakes and loons. John and Kitty Wilson of New London have received the EPA's Environmental Award for Lifetime Achievement. The Wilsons have been leading advocates for state legislation that bans the use and sale of lead fishing sinkers and jigs weighing 1 ounce or less, the largest known cause of New Hampshire loon mortality.